May I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Are we nearly there yet? Are we nearly there yet? All of us will have been asked that question by children as we set off on a long journey, on holiday, or to visit family or friends. Whether it is 10 minutes or 10 hours, small children have no sense of time, and the same question will be repeated many times over before the destination is reached. Once there, of course, comes the joy and excitement, and the waiting has been forgotten almost instantly. The readings we've had, and in fact, before we go to the readings, another good example is waiting for a parcel to be delivered. Do you know what it's like to say we will deliver it on such a day between 6 and 12, or between 12 and 6? And you sit there and you don't really get on with anything, waiting for this parcel to be delivered. And if you're lucky, it does arrive that day. If you're unlucky, it doesn't. Waiting is really hard. And of course, the readings today are very much about waiting. And yes, it is Advent, and Advent is about waiting. It's about being ready and alert, about keeping awake and ready for the coming of the Son of Man, and about timing. It's God's timing rather than ours. And isn't that hard to get our heads around? We all like to think we're in control. We do things in our time. And we're reminded again that it's God's timing rather than ours. And so Advent. And I don't know about you, but I'm really glad we've arrived at Advent. Advent is a time of preparation, a time of being ready and alert. I wonder if you know that originally Advent had little to do with Christmas and was in fact a preparation for people wanting to be baptized in the early church. There, people would be baptized at Epiphany when the church also commemorates, of course, Jesus' baptism. And Advent was 40 days before the Epiphany, and so these 40 days were used for preparing people for their baptism. And it wasn't until the 6th century, so quite a long time on, that the church used Advent to start to think about preparing spiritually for celebrating the coming of Jesus Christ. Now that's a bit of history, but it's an interesting one to note. But the real question is, what does Advent mean for us, for you and for me? Of course, we would argue, well, we prepare for Christmas. I think of Advent calendars, for especially the children really enjoy those. Writing cards. And I have lots to write. I write about 150, and it's always quite a daunting task. That's the trouble of having lived in lots of places and all over the world in my life, and having kept up with a few people in each place. That's also the joy of hearing from them. So it is very much a two-way process. Then it's about deciding what presents to get for people. Shopping lists, Christmas fairs and parties, decoration of our homes and churches, lots of extra church services. And of course, we begin tonight with the Advent, I call it the Advent Carol service. I think it's called the Advent Candlelit service, so people don't get confused. And it's really good to see the choir here, some members of the choir, knowing that they're singing tonight. And I would encourage you to come. It is always a beautiful service. So the list goes on, and we could each add to it. Already, everyone is talking about how busy they are, that there are not enough hours in the day. But there's very little talk about preparing spiritually for Christmas, making time, extra time for prayer, for Bible reading or an Advent course. And in fact, I've brought some books with me, and I've put them on the at the back of the church by the font, so that if you would like to do some Advent reading, there's some books, there's some daily readings, there's a real mixture there, it's poetry. Please do borrow them. You're very welcome to use them during this Advent, and I would like it back in the new year. But as I said, there's very little talk of preparing spiritually. And it's important because Advent is also a time for repentance and interior house cleaning, so to say. Somehow, we leave all that to Lent, don't we? Advent is just too busy. Now, the Celtic Advent was always a full 40 days of preparation, matching those 40 days of fasting and prayer before Easter. Because Advent in the church is marked, and is as much a penitential season as Lent is. And yet, does it feel like that? But we can, if we take the time and make the effort, we can make it that time, as well as do everything that needs doing. Now, during this time, there's even less talk about waiting. The waiting of being alert for the second coming of the Son of Man. The people who lived in the time of Jesus during his ministry, death, and resurrection expected the second coming in their lifetime. They were convinced it was going to happen. That expectation was there with each following generation. But now, more than 2,000 years later, that expectation has waned somehow. And if you talk to people, you realize that people and Christians are divided between those who do wait expectantly the return of the Son of Man, and those who almost ignore this aspect of Jesus' teaching altogether, indeed are slightly embarrassed by it. A promise made 2,000 years ago and still not come to pass. We can sound like the children in the car. Are we nearly there yet? And yet, this is what Advent is also about preparing for the second coming of the Lord. The gospel reading today is from Matthew. Yes, we've moved on from Luke, because today, of course, is the start of a new Christian year. Part of the 24th chapter of Matthew's gospel is often called the apocalyptic, let's get it right. It looks and teaches at what is in store for Jesus' followers. Jesus talks about keeping awake while the Master is away, and to be ready and alert for his return. He's talking here about the second coming of the Son of Man. Jesus is talking about this while he is still alive. But Jesus does not say when or where. It has kept theologians busy over the centuries. And no one has yet got an answer, because it will always be God's timing. God only knows how the story will end. Let's admit we struggle, or I certainly do, struggle to make sense of it all. But we are told what we must do in the meantime. Keep awake. You must also be ready for the Son of Man, who's coming at an unexpected hour. How does that command translate into the lives of Christian disciples today, of you and me? What does it mean for us during this Advent? Let's face it, we live in a world full of temptations and distractions, especially during Advent. in Lent, many of us will fast or have some sort of fasting. That is quite difficult to do during Lent, isn't it? During Advent. I mean, the mince pies are out already. And I've certainly got some mulled wine already too. Keeping alert and awake means being aware of this and not allowing it to take over our lives. As you know, I live in Marlow, and if you'd seen Marlow on Friday, it was bedlam. This was Black Friday. You couldn't move, you couldn't park. Good job I have a bike. But talking about Advent, the preparation for the coming, we of course celebrate again the birth of Jesus, and we prepare for that, and the coming again of the Son of Man. I wonder how people would have looked if I had confronted with them. I was really tempted, and I chickened out. But in the busyness that we all have, it is important to be aware, not just of ourselves and of our spiritual life, but also of the needs of others. Because there are those who are lonely or ill, and where a visit would be welcome. It's important to be generous with our money, not only in buying presents for our family and friends, but giving to those whose needs are very basic, like shelter, food, clothing, and education. And it is perhaps worth considering and praying about where you can help. It also means keeping alert and awake to what God is saying to us during these Advent weeks. I went on an Advent retreat yesterday at Burnham Abbey. For me, it was the perfect start to Advent. It did all the things that, in fact, we are sharing today, even if it did mean sitting up late finishing this sermon. If we don't find some quiet time to spend with God in prayer, Bible study and contemplation, how will we know what his plans are for us, what he wants us to do? And that's why I've brought some Advent reading. Some of you may well have your own, but if not, have a browse and see if there's something that may interest you, for you to dip into, either daily or weekly, or when you have time to do it. Because making time for God is really important. If we can't find time for God now and prepare for his coming at Christmas and beyond, how can we fully enjoy the party when it comes? Staying alert and awake does not mean we can't get any sleep. Our bodies require sleep because that is the way that God has created us. Keeping awake in this gospel means serving God faithfully in the face of the many distractions that are all around us. Let us remember that Advent is not only a preparation for Christmas, for the birth of Jesus, which we celebrate then, and all that it involves, family gatherings, parties, carol and Christingle services, and the list goes on. But let us also remember that Advent is above all a preparation for Jesus, the Son of Man. Of course, the best way to prepare for his second coming at the end of time, wherever that may be, is to celebrate his first coming more than 2,000 years ago. So enjoy the preparation, this Advent in all its fullness. But make sure that Jesus is and remains at the center of it all. Thanks be to God. Amen.